excited to hear what you have to say on that for us tonight.
Tom Dewart, I'm an alcoholic.
Hey, Tom.
Get myself together here. Tonight's task is kind of like 2 and 3. Hard to explain when you talk about them. So I kind of wanted just to lump them all together because I think they all do kind of go together. When you're doing one, you're kind of doing the next one and so on. But so I'll give you a little bit about my experience with it. I've had a bad day today, so if I'm a little all over the place, forgive me. I got a call at 8 o'clock in the morning to go over to my sister-in-law's and help get her off the floor. She locks everybody out, so we had to call the fire. She called an ambulance, and they called the fire department. The fire department came over and busted the back door off the house, so we could get her out of the house. Well, ended up she didn't go anywhere, and I spent the rest of my day trying to fix a back door. So if any of you are familiar with fire departments or ran with a fire department, I ran with Kearsarge Fire Department for about 12 or 15 years. When they take a door out, they don't fool around. As I wasted my whole afternoon trying to put this old rotten door back together, I gave up and finally said, I'm going to break down and buy another door for her. And my sponsor, Ike, said, well, I probably ought to have hire somebody to put it on to. So I'll look at that if I can find somebody cheap enough anyway. So Even a bad day in AA is a good day for me. So, number 5. We admitted to God, to ourselves, and to another human being the exact nature of our wrong. Okay, well, I was thinking about this a little bit. You know, I usually, the last few weeks, I've tried to take a few hours before the meeting and read over the steps in my book and think about them a little bit so I could sound like I know what I'm doing. But I didn't have that opportunity today. But I was thinking about it on the afternoon and on the way over and stuff, and I'm thinking, you know, I was thinking when I was new, and we didn't go right into the steps, and that's kind of new now. And a lot of people don't know who I am. I've got 41 years of sobriety. I came in November 4th, 1979, and they didn't jump right into the steps with you and do things right away. Where that's changed now over the years, and they want you to jump right in. But I'm thinking back for me, and I'm talking about steps. I didn't jump right into this stuff, and I wasn't a spiritual person or a God-fearing person or any of that stuff. So it probably was a good thing for me. I'm not saying it's not a good thing. But, you know, when you start talking to me, when I'm just coming out of a fog from being drunk for 22 years, and start talking to me about, you know, telling someone else and all of my faults and problems and a God and another person and a higher power and all that. I don't know if I'd have been ready at the time, but I hope people today are. And I think a good sponsor would probably be able to know if somebody was ready and sit them down and try and do it. For me, all the God stuff and spiritual stuff is AA. I still don't go to church today. My wife urged me to go to church. I still don't do it. I did it as a child. My father and mother would take me. They forced me to go. But, you know, once I got old enough to start saying I'm not going, that's what I did, and I've been doing it ever since. But the things you see in AA, the miracles you see in AA, and the people that you meet in AA prove that there's more to this world and life than what's here, what's tangible, so to speak. So I do say some prayers, and you know, it's usually just the "Your will be done today, not mine." And, help me to do what's right, not hurt anybody, so to speak. But I guess at some point along the way, I admitted to God that I had a lot of defects, a lot of character faults and problems. And that really was kind of I bounced some of that stuff off of my sponsor, probably. But the big stuff, you don't have to tell anybody in AA. You know, you can go outside of AA and find a religious person if you're so inclined to unburden yourself with some of that stuff. But part of the program is getting that off of your chest, you know, and not carrying that trash around with you or thinking about it or keeping it hidden somewhere, because it'll eat you alive, you know, if you keep carrying it around. So the other human being, I would say that besides God, was my sponsor that I admitted all my problems to. And my sponsor back then even told me, if there's some things you don't really want to talk about, you don't have to. You might, if you've done something so egregious, you maybe need to go to some kind of spiritual counselor or somebody like that, a priest. But fortunately for me, you know, there was nothing like that. I was just a drunken bum who hurt a lot of people while I was out there. I didn't do anything bad, like rob a bank or anything like that. So, and six, we were entirely ready to have God remove all these defects of character. There again, I don't know if I was ready or not. I don't know who is. And when you say God remove them, well, you know, when you're new, how does that happen? You know, it doesn't just happen. You just don't say a prayer and say, "Hey, remove all my defects of character," and have it go away. You know, you got to start walking the walk, talking the talk. If you're talking the talk, you got to walk the walk and all of that stuff. And so I was doing that through AA, through the groups. And that's, this virtual stuff really throws me for a loop, because I don't get the interaction out of virtual meetings. Like I'm doing this one, even though it's a small group right now, there's good friends here and acquaintances and people I've known for a long time. That just makes me feel good. Makes me feel good about AA and being sober, and makes me feel good about I'm doing what I'm doing. So hopefully pretty soon that'll be all over, and we can get back to live meetings and all of that stuff. So again, my higher power is the group, always has been. There's something here. I saw it my first day in here 41 years ago. I knew it when I walked into my first meeting. These people have something. You could see it in their eyes. You could just see it in the way they were interacting with each other. I didn't grab it right away. It took me about 10 months later. I finally got it. But so that, for me, that's the part of the five, six, and seven. Admit it to God. We're entirely ready to have Him remove the shortcomings. And seven is humbly ask Him. Well, I didn't humbly ask God, I guess. I probably, in a way, when I say these little prayers about "Let Your will be done today," in a way, that's asking Him, you know. That's kind of a pretty gray area, because, you know, I just, that's just how it works for me, you know. I say some prayers, you know, even though I'm not saying them to God or somebody that I really believe that strongly in. You know, I'm starting to really sound like I'm crazy here, but my higher power is the group, camaraderie, and if this is God, this is how God works through everybody. It's working through me. It's rubbing off. I'm getting it. Okay, I've been sober a long time, and it wouldn't have happened if I hadn't come here and started doing what you guys are doing, what you told me to do, read the book like you tell me to read, the steps, and try to practice it. You know, practice all these principles all right there. So, that's how it works. And again, I didn't, I went through the steps with my original sponsor, and wasn't too bad. And then I think I mentioned last week, you know, after coming back here from being away for a little while, my new sponsor asked me if I needed to do them again. And I thought, he knows something I don't. And so we did them again. And that's the first time I ever really prayed with anybody. And I always, you know, I don't know where my fear of that came from, but he just grabbed me and said, "Here, we're gonna kneel right here, we're gonna say a prayer," and that's it. So we did the steps and we did that. And that's the first time I've ever done that, other than, you know, holding the hands and saying the Our Father here. I don't do a lot of that, but my prayers and stuff are for me. I say them to myself. I don't mind other people being like that. Doesn't bother me. You know, I've seen people go to lunch or go to dinner someplace and they're saying a little prayer before they eat. You know, and I'm not that into it. If I say a little prayer, I might sit there and you won't even know I'm doing it. But that's just me. And I don't feel bad about anybody that has a good, strong religious feeling. All right, there's nothing wrong with it. It's just not the way I got sober. But the meetings got me sober. The people in here got me sober. And a higher power got me sober. I believe that. I believe there's a higher power. I choose to call him a higher power. So I struggle with the word God. So, and that's me. But that's a lot of people choose to call him God. So that's where I'm at today. Those I don't have much other stuff to say about them. You know, I admitted to God, my higher power, and another human being was my sponsor. That was done, and I was entirely ready to have God. When I got here, I was a wreck, and I was ready to have anybody, my higher power, help me get straight, get back on my feet, and quit being the way I was. Because, you know, there was no power to restore us to sanity. but the higher power. And I believe that. There's no reason I'd be standing here if there wasn't. Okay? And then humbly ask him to remove them. You know, when you read that, you know, does that mean you actually do that? I guess, you know, you can. Or you can say, yeah, you know, you don't have to kneel in the church and do it. You know, you can ask him when you get up in the morning. You know, just let me do your will today and not mine, because that means that takes away all my stupid thinking and my taking over, trying to do things on my own. So I don't have any trouble with that. I still have days that are kind of crazy, but I turn it over, and that works. And the longer you're around, the more you're around, the more you turn it over, the more you recognize you need to turn certain things over. So that's how it works for me. And that's about all I got on that. I hope that helped somebody. Helps me a little bit to tell you about it. It's one of those tough spiritual questions, God questions, you know. And again, if I'd have been hit real hard with that stuff early on, I don't know where I'd have been. But again, the theory today is you get them started, get them going on the steps right away. And that's fine. That works. It's proven. We've seen a lot of people that come in and they're doing it that way now, and a lot more people seem to be getting it than when I first came in or I came in. You know, we used to see a lot of people come and go. So, but anyway, that's all I got for that.
Thank you, Tom. So now we've got some time for questions and answers. So if you're on Zoom and you have a question, just feel free to unmute yourself. If you have an opportunity, and anybody here in the room, go ahead and raise your hand and we'll get you the microphone. All right, Jim's going to get us started off here.
Hi, Jim, alcoholic. Thank you, Tom.
Hi, Jim. Yeah.
So, with this step five, what is the importance of that third party, another human being, versus just me, God, and a quiet place, a rock on the hillside, versus me, God, and another human being?
Well, I think it's just the reassurance that you've unburdened yourself to another person, and generally it's an AA or a clergyman or someone like that. And you know, God is invisible, where if you're actually, it's like I said, I'm a tangible person, I like to see things. If I didn't say that to my sponsor or somebody else, some of that stuff, I wouldn't have been able to just turn it over altogether. So God and him, we had to be there together doing it. And that's where I think the reality of how you're feeling, that the fact that you're willing to say that stuff and get it out of there in front of another human being means more than just saying it to yourself in a quiet place. And again, you have to be really careful about who you're sharing some of this stuff with, you know. You don't want to just pick somebody that, you know, you're a little worried about them, because, you know, you got to have somebody that's got a good, solid AA program that you trust and you feel you can share things with. If not, then I would turn to a church or someone like that. But yeah, it's more of the just knowing that you've shared it with other people.
Who else has a question for Tom? Anyone on Zoom?
Anybody on Zoom? Oh,
all right.
Got one.
Mike's got you.
Oh, Mike, we got somebody on Zoom.
Oh, let's get Zoom first.
It would be Deborah.
How much do you have to unmute yourself?
You have to unmute yourself, Deborah.
Okay, you got me. I was waiting to say hi, but I'll ask the question, and that is, after you told your sponsor your fifth step, did you feel any relief or closer to some sort of higher power?
I believe so, yeah. I believe so. You know, it's funny, when you unload some of that stuff, it's like the first time I went to a meeting and finally stood up and said, I'm an alcoholic. You know, I think
yeah.
It took me quite a while to stand up and say that, but once I did that, it was, wow, you know, life was a whole lot different. And, the same thing with the fifth step.
Yeah, same here.
Yeah.
All right, Mike.
Yeah, Tom, well, you did the step 6 and 7. Use the big book, but did you also use the 12x12? Because in the big book, 6 and 7 both are one paragraph. But if you go to the 12x12, you'll get a whole chapter. Did you use that?
There's several pages in the 12x12 for each one. The first time I did my steps, I think we probably went off the big book because we didn't do much. When I did them with you, we went over each and every one and read in depth more. So So that was my, it was better for me to do them again, you know, 35 years after I had done them the first time. But the second time, the 12 and 12 definitely has more information about the steps and what they mean and how they work and why they work, as opposed to the big book. But yeah, first time no, second time yes.
Who else has a question for Tom? All right, we got Ryan.
Hi, I'm Ryan. I'm an alcoholic.
Ryan.
Hey, Tom. For your step six, for your character defects, would you identify them, like write them out? I don't know if you've done that in the past, so you're more aware of when you're going down that pattern, like, say, procrastination or dishonesty.
Yeah, well, I think that was part of step four for me. I did all the different columns and everything else and wrote them down and... Again, I think early on, if I'd have done them early, I'd have lied. I'm not going to tell anybody. It's pretty, all I want to do is get out of this jackpot, you know. So don't you tell me to write down some stuff. Okay, I was big on doing what you wanted, what you needed to hear. And so as it came around later, they knew when I was ready to do it. And write it all down. So, but yeah, writing it down is a big thing. And when you do it, believe me, when you share it with your sponsor, he knows if you're pulling, if you're holding back. So, because we've all been there. Right?
All right, let's get Bruce.
Hello, Tom. I'm an alcoholic. My name is Bruce.
Hi, Bruce.
At the end of step seven, there's the seventh step prayer. Did that give you any relief by reading that after you were done? Or what's your thoughts on the seventh step prayer?
The humbly asking to remove our shortcomings stuff?
Well, I don't know if you can find it in the big book real quick, but... It starts out with, "My Creator, I am now willing for you to have all of me, good and bad." And it just goes on down to recap.
Oh, okay.
Step seven.
Well, I'm embarrassed.
Don't be embarrassed.
I'm not sure that I recall even reading that. But
Well, maybe you can do that tonight and report back next
week. Yeah, I can do that. I'll tell you the prayer that works for me the most. And it's funny because... initially I was in the floor covering business, and I was in the throes of my alcoholism, and we were hammer mill paper. We were putting floors in the big executive offices there, and somebody there, I don't know who, had this big plaque with the praying hands and the serenity prayer on the wall. And I mean, being a drunk and being a, my whole attitude was, I couldn't even describe it. That prayer struck me, and I remember seeing it hanging on this big executive's wall. Thinking, and I didn't know what it was. I had no idea what it was until I got here. But I say that prayer daily, sometimes four or five times a day. That's my relief and my feel good stuff, because. It just, that prayer just knocks me out. It's one of those prayers that, when you think about it, it says everything. It's as accurate as can be. It's mind-boggling to me that it's what it is. It says what it says. But I'll read that other one. I'll get back to you next week.
Thanks, Tom.
All right.
Who else has a question for Tom? It's Seth there.
Seth, alcoholic. First, before I ask my question, I would like to reintroduce, because I didn't have a chance earlier. So I'm here to return my pain and misery back to you guys.
Welcome back.
my question is, you know, I know when I did my first step five and the second one, and I'll be doing another one here, God willing, that this will be the last one. But, you know, after I did the step five, you know, months down the road later, I'd remember something that wasn't included. Now, do you run back to your sponsor and admit it, or is this something you do more privately?
Yeah. Well, it would be up to the individual, Seth. I think there'd be no problem with going back to your sponsor and saying, hey, you know, I forgot something that's on my mind. I want to get it off my chest, you know. And I would recommend that, you know, if I was sponsoring somebody that I said, you know, should I come back and go over that again? Absolutely. Yeah. That's what I would do.
Who else has a question for Tom? Jack has a question for Tom.
I'm Jack. I'm an alcoholic. I'm sitting here for Kevin, so I've got to ask a question.
All right, yeah, I've taken this spot.
So I get two questions, really, Tom. Thanks so much for what you're doing. It's terrific.
Thank you.
So I think you said when it came to the big stuff on your fifth step that you might go outside AA. I wonder if you might share if that was your experience. And the other question I have, a follow-up, is if you might tell us a little bit about what your life was like before you did these steps and how they may have changed and what it's like, what it's been like since you did those steps. Thanks.
Okay. Well, I always felt, you know, that I didn't have any, when I say that didn't have any, I told all my stuff to my sponsor, and I didn't go outside looking for a priest or a someone like that, but I was able to get through it all. My big stuff, I'm probably more leaning towards people that have some history that they really are, you know, they say they embezzled a bunch of money, or they did something really egregious, and that, I don't think I would share in-house. I would probably go to a priest or something and try to get some religious guidance over that. And again, when they say that, you know, you went and made amends, except when to do so would injure that person or others. Well, you know, if you've gotten away with something, I certainly don't know if you want to go knocking, you know, poke that lion, so to speak. I mean, if it's been years, if you did something, and then, you know, who knows what we're thinking or what we've done. A lot of people, you know, have done things and gotten away with it. Well, let sleeping dogs lie, but some things, you know, if it's bothering you or if it's something you did, you need to share, and you share it with your sponsor or somebody in the spiritual world, or the preacher or the pastor. Somebody like that who just specializes in that stuff. But I never had anything like that. You know, most of my crap was getting in fights and, you know, lying to people. I was a liar and a cheater and, you know, harassed about, mistreated my wife and children, my family, you know. Just a bad thing. Put my parents through hell. and they got their wish. May your children, may you have children that are as bad as you. That works. That does work. So, that's it. That answer your question?
Who else has a question?
Nobody.
Anyone on Zoom?
I don't see anybody.
No? Okay. Well, thank you, Tom.
Thank you all.